What's good, everybody? It's your girl, Naima. Be your motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you want to be, because I'm living my dreams. And y'all, I'm really living my dreams out, y'all. Oh, my God. So I literally woke up this morning, and I was like, yo, I feel a little skinnier, y'all. Like, I just felt, like, really good. You know what I'm saying? But I have been so consistent with my gym, like, with my workout routine that, like, but at the same time, I still haven't been like 100% that perfect with my eating though, but I have been like extremely conscious of my workout routine, like working out every single day. And I lost a little bit of weight, and I've been a lot more consistent with my water too. So just with those little things, and not even saying 100%, but just saying that I literally consciously now watch myself, like, on doing little things. Like, last night, I'm like, okay, make sure you have to finish this water, bruh. And you know what I mean? And, like, so every day, subconsciously, I'm making small, little micro wins. And I woke up this morning, and that Jean said 2:38, y'all. Yo, oh my God. Like, and I really even feel like right now, I feel like one day I'm gonna look back at this and, you know what I mean, and be like, yo, I can't believe I was 2:38 and I would be like 185. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's just where I'm at right now. So it just is what it is. And but I honestly felt like I'm headed to the gym right now, and I honestly felt like, yo, I'm gonna do this. Like, I see, and I'm so excited because I see the progress. Even though I do not want to be 2:38, I'm still super excited to be 2:38, because I remember when I was 2:82 and not too long ago. You know what I mean? So, I was almost 300 pounds, guys. Like, and not too long ago. So, it's just kind of like, it's crazy that I really have progressed. And I just wanted to say, like, a lot of times we forget where we came from. And that's huge. And I feel like humans, period, it don't matter what the situation is, there are times that you actually forget how much you have grown. Like, and if you really sit back and just imagine, if you really close your eyes and just imagine, like, you have grown so much. You have grown so much, but a lot of times we don't even realize, like, how much, like, God has done. Like, how much obstacles we've actually really, really came through on the top in the end. So I think it's time that we just really understand, like, how powerful that joint is in just being consistent, right? And being subconscious of the little things that really do matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, so let me tell you what happened last night. I usually typically go to bed, I say like around 10, but I don't really fall asleep probably till about like 12-ish, probably. I don't know. I'm not sure. But I always, you know, naturally wake up at like 7-ish. So sometimes 6-ish, but mainly like 7-ish. So I literally knew I was going to be up. It was around like 10 something. I knew I was going to be up, and I wanted to work out at night and not work out in the morning. That was like the little thing that I said in my head. But I ended up working out last night, and I'm working out this morning. And isn't it crazy that I tried to psych myself, and there's a possibility that I can work out at night at my house every single night. And I believe that if I want to see change, I can't just work out in the day. I got to work out at night too. So I need both days if I want to see results. If you want to see change, you got to do things differently. You can't do the same thing over and over, because that's just insanity. You know what I mean? Insanity is doing the same things over and over and not making any change. So you got to make change. So last night I actually worked out, and that could have been where a couple of them pounds went since I worked out last night. But I plan on doing that every single day for the next, until I get to, I want to see. Okay. So my goal is 175, but I have a client who is my height and she is 185. So I slick want to see what would 185 look like, because she looks good. You know what I mean? So I may want to, I may bump it up a little bit to 185. But yeah, guys. So I really hope y'all have an amazing Wednesday. I mean, what is today? Tuesday. And I love you guys, and I will talk with you all later. Bye. What's good, everybody? It's your girl Naima B, your motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you wanna be. Because you know I'm living my dreams. Yo, oh my goodness. So, like, let's get into it. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. You know what I'm saying? I got a million opinions, and this is one. Okay. Alexis Skye is the epitome of a clout chaser. And when I say that, now, I have nothing against Alexis Skye, sis. If you ever need your hair done, you know what I'm saying? Come see me, sis. I got you, sis. Like, on G. I'm just being honest, because you gotta understand, guys. Listen, when you are not that confident in your brand, right, when you're not that when there's a little bit of shallowness in your brand and just who you are, it's a possibility that it's a possibility that you might actually go different places to seek out attention. I said it. Let me tell you what I know of Alexis Skye. So what I know of Alexis Skye is Fetty Wap's baby mama. Okay, so Fetty Wap has a baby mama. Okay, boom. Here goes a girl who's Fetty Wap's baby mama. Next time, yeah, I saw her a little bit here and there on Instagram holding the baby. I think one picture that she had was with these shades, and I really, really like those shades. Like, honestly, yo, hold on. Yo, now that I think about it, yo, where are those shades? Yo, I don't even know where those shades are. I swear, I really, really believe that I done clicked on the link that whatever she had, you know what I'm saying? You know how these Instagram girls do. Yo, Alexis Skye, sis, thank you. Thank you for this podcast, because I'm really gonna be searching where in the world are my shades. Like, oh my God. So that's what I remember her of, right? So I remember her of a girl who I just saw with, you know, I guess she was in Explore, and I was like, yo, those shades is litty. Yes, sis. And I don't even think I followed her. I don't know. I probably did follow her, because at the time she probably had on like a pair of Yeezys or something that I probably had. And you know what I mean? Sometimes I look at the way other people rock their stuff. I'm sure y'all do the same thing too. You know what I mean? So I just really kind of feel like that's how I knew her. That's what I knew of her. You know, when it came to that. So then I heard she was on Love & Hip Hop. I never really watched Love & Hip Hop. I'm just going to be honest. I am not that girl. I do not sit in front of the television and watch Love & Hip Hop. Now, if I hear something on Instagram, if something comes on in my feed, if something, I'm a YouTuber 100%. I literally live on YouTube.
Thank you, God, for YouTube. You have done like life wonders. If there's anybody, y'all just need to be listening to my channel podcast alone, just because we're YouTube fanatics. And if you want to know some of the things that I watch on YouTube, leave a comment in the below, please. I love for you. I love when you guys engage with me. Like, I'm really serious. I'm so happy that this is just not a podcast where you're just listening to me, but you're actually engaging with me. Like, thank you so much for the comments. Thank you so much for just everything. Thank you for like stopping me in, like, some people come to my salon and they're like, yo, Naima, oh my gosh, I literally was at the airport and I just wasn't doing nothing, and I just started listening to your podcast and I was like, yo, that's what's up. You got some valid points and different things like that. So now a lot of my colleagues around me know me as a speaker, like speaking, doing podcasts and just everything like that. So it's just awesome, right? Like, this is just amazing. I'm just living my life. I'm doing this every single day. You know, I haven't been doing it every single day, guys. I know I haven't been that consistent, but yo, your girl has been crazy busy. But I believe in my mind that I can consistently do these every day. I just know I can. It's just like, I know I can really, really do it. Like, I just really feel like you can really do anything that you really put your mind to. And I really feel like it's just been so many things going on with me developing my YouTube channel. Like, guys, I have so many things, oh my gosh, like, in my mind every single day, just be going crazy with me wanting to develop this YouTube channel. But I know I just needed to do it, right, guys? Like, so go ahead and just I don't even know what my YouTube, I don't even have a YouTube channel now. Like, I'm being honest, it's August 11th. What is it, the 10th, the 11th? I don't even know what today is. Today's the 9th, August the 9th, and I do not have a YouTube 2019. But I literally cannot wait to the day that I'm on this podcast and I'm like, I finally did it, guys. Like, I did it. Like, I crushed it. Everything is done. You know what I mean? So, yeah, back to this Alexa Scott chick. I'm sorry, guys. I done went on a whole like 5-minute rant about my personal life. But guess what? This is my personal page. You dig? And, you know, the whole Alexa Scott thing, again, once again, guys. Again, guys, this is just my opinion out of a million opinions. This is just my personal opinion. Okay, so in defense of Alexa Sky, I know you guys are like, oh my gosh, what do you mean in defense of Alexa Sky? You was just talking about, you ain't really know who she was, sis. She was just an Instagram thotty. But, well, no, I really didn't say that she was an Instagram thotty. That was my other mind, Lou. So just to introduce her to you guys. Yeah, Lou, actually, when my voice goes high pitch, that's Lou. Like, yes, like, what are we doing? Like, oh my God, like anything where I'm just like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, all of that is Lou. Like, that's when Lou comes out. Lou, short for Louis V, you know what I'm saying? And Lou is just like always dripped in Louis. So anytime you think of Lou, just think of Louis. You know what I mean? Somebody just dripped. You know what I'm saying? Just zripped. Like, zripped. Like, that's Lou. So Lou comes out every single now and then. And it just is what it is. So back to what I was saying about Alexa Sky. So Alexa Sky, I am in 100% defense with Alexa Sky when it comes to bashing her as a black woman. Yes, I am totally in defense with her. I stand on her side when it comes to other women bloggers, whether they're black, whether bashing her of a horrible black woman. I don't think that. Now, let me tell you something. Now, let me tell you when I heard it, okay? I was like, oh my God, why would she do that? Now, this is what I thought happened, guys. I'm going to be 100% honest. I thought Alexis Sky was the one with the cucumber in her punani. And then I thought her boyfriend was doing it to her. When I heard, let me tell you, that's what I first thought that I heard, guys. When I thought I heard that, I was like, okay, she is doing way too much. She's 100% clout chaser, talking about she want to be the freaking the Tekashi 6ix9ine. Sis, you can never be a Tekashi 6ix9ine, sis. Tekashi 6ix9ine. on my blicky, oh, on my sticky, oh, brrrr, you know what I'm saying? I mean, even though he is snitch, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a whole nother, podcast, because I have my ways. I'm not going to tell any of you a lie. There's a part of me that has a Tekashi 6ix9ine in her. So in my mind, I'm just going to be honest, Alexa Scott, I feel like I would be more Tekashi 6ix9ine than you. And I mean, on a rap terms, on gritty gangsta music. Like, I've been rapping since I was 10 years old. You know what I mean? Like, I still have flows. I still have bars since I was 10. So you talk about, I was really raised in Queens. Like, I'm really from New York. Like, sis, I don't even know where you from, sis. Like, so, like, you know what I mean? Like, let's just really call it what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's Lou, y'all. But just being honest, like, come on, sis, like, you're not a gangster, like, and I'm not trying to come at you like I'm a gangster and you're not a gangster. I'm trying to challenge you in no rap beef, you know what I'm saying? I'm a musician, yes, you know what I'm saying? But I'm a musician just because I know how to rap and because I know how to sing and because I know, you know what I'm saying? I don't do any of those things, even though, like, I would, you know what I mean? But, like, I just been mad busy and stuff. But it's just the reality that you are not who you say you are, okay? Or if you are that, then be that, you know what I'm saying? So don't say, oh, I'm a rapper, I'm the female Tekashi 6ix9ine, but you do this, you for clout. But my thing is this, even if you did that for clout, yo, have the song, yo, like right now, Alexa Scott, the most smartest thing for you to do right now is to have a song. Like a cucumber song. Like, let this be a challenge. Like, now that you in the moment, now that everybody's talking about you and everything like that, have a song and let that joint be fire, bro. Let me be like in my zone one day, about to go out, and I'm just cucumber. I went viral. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, sis, do something like that. You know what I mean? I'm just being honest, because it's just kind of... So, I just feel like I am defending Alexa Scott, because I don't think that she's horrible. I think the way that she's doing her fame is crazy, sis. You're not using it the right way. You supposed to have a song, a cucumber song. Because when I saw it was the porn star, I was like, oh. And when I saw it wasn't her, and then I saw it was just her doing it to the girl, and then it was an actual porn star that was degrading herself, I was like, oh, a porn star supposed to degrade this? That's what a porn star is supposed to do, degrade herself. What you mean? Oh my God, I can't believe Alexa Scott degraded herself. Alexa Scott did not degrade herself. I'm sorry. Alexa Scott, that's like saying a man, that's like saying a bachelor who's about to get married, I mean a bachelorette who's about to get married is not supposed to like stroke a man's penis or something like that, or like touch it before she get married or something like that. Like, that's like saying she's degrading herself. And so you have to say that for every single woman who's getting married. You can't just say that for Alexa Scott. You have to say that for everyone. And that is just my opinion. I'm sorry. I know you guys are going to hate me. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I can't believe Naima said it. I can't believe Naima said it. But I said it. I said what I said. So, I said it. But, I mean, that just is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in 100% defense to her. I feel like if she's degrading, so is every woman who, you know, does what they do in private. If you've done it in private... women haven't done that. Women...
Women do that all the time. I mean, gay women do that all the time to other. Don't gay women do that to each other? I mean, I'm just being honest. I mean, I love gay women. I have gay clients, but that's the real question. Isn't that something that it's just done in private? Like, now stuff is on social media. 2019, stuff is coming out. Stuff is coming out. I do not think that she is. I do not think that she was the lowest woman of the world, like some of the comments are saying. Do I think it was wrong? Yeah, come on, sis. You got followers. You got followers. You got people who look up to you. You know what I mean? Like, come on. They do anything for clout. They do anything for clout. Cardi said it first. They do anything for clout. You know what I mean? And that's what we're looking at. We're looking at a clout chaser. Alexis Scott is a clout chaser. Do I think that she's the worst woman in the world? Absolutely not. But that's just my opinion. I love you guys. I hope you enjoyed this video. And it wasn't even that long. Yeah, I'm saying a little 15-minute video for your ear. Yeah, me. I love y'all. Make sure y'all subscribe to my channel, my Instagram, my Facebook, my Twitter, everything. Stay connected with me. DM me. Collab with me. What's good? We in here. Atlanta, Georgia, New York City, LA, Los Angeles. Back.